friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Feeling skanky.
Oh, you know, actually, I was just about to say I'm feeling a little bit better because Courtney just
had
this present here. Vagina deodorant, or what is it?
Well, you can use it anywhere, but you can also use it on your vagina.
It smells so good.
External use only. Do not use on broken or irritated skin.
Well, look,
definitely.
I cannot read with my eyes, but it tells you all this stuff.
I read with my head.
With my head.
With my armpit.
Just feel it.
Oh my gosh,
feel like
I'm going
to tell me to put it right here.
Oh, I love this. Okay. Rather than simply making odor, Super Duo stops odor from forming. So I guess is that what deodorant is supposed to be?
Well, it probably has arrowroot powder in it.
Yeah.
At its roots. Oh my gosh.
At its arrowroot?
From proprietary probiotic blend helps. I am struggling. Inhibit
the enzyme.
Causing bacteria by maintaining a healthy microbiome balance. What the hell?
That makes sense.
So basically, in your vagina.
So, like, you know, like, what?
That microbiome is important.
It is.
So, like, you know, Canada and stuff
don't
like
wash
that.
Wash it with soap and water.
Yes.
Because soap will ruin your microbiome.
Yeah, it does.
Wash with soap and water.
I did.
Like,
too.
You. Okay, fine. Like,
I'm sorry.
Just
no,
got
but out. No, but
you, don't douche.
No, don't douche. Don't be a douche.
Instead of douching, Super Dio.
It can go everywhere.
I love it.
It's we'll like, have to try it.
The hygiene
hero.
Sponsors.
Yeah,
the hygiene. I love it.
You're welcome.
Where did you?
This is for your jukebox hero.
So they have this one is lavender. Cocoa lavender. It's good. And you got what?
I got Mandarin Bliss.
And I have Lily Bergamot.
So this feels very like fresh.
I want Lily Bergamot.
Ooh, that's very subtle.
I like
that. Oh, I like that one.
I have this one.
I do.
I like it.
Okay.
I'm so
it
subtle.
It makes me smell like a tangerine. It doesn't taste very good. Like,
I was about to say.
Is it edible? I would imagine.
No, I mean,
just tell us it's edible.
It better be. Like, yeah, I mean, it's
if,
not
if
food
you put it on your tongue, it does not taste good.
I love it. You can use it on your armpits, but also private parts. Inner thighs, tummy, folds, wrists, under the breasts, or wherever needed on your body.
This is one, like, lotion that he sometimes puts on. And I'm like, dude,
it tastes gross.
It's disgusting. Yeah, I don't like the way that tastes. But it smells so good. But I'm like,
okay. You just need to put it where your tongue's not going to be.
I know, which is everywhere.
Where does that tongue not go? There's no aluminum.
The cat.
Like, can he put it on his forehead? Are you kidding me? Look at his forehead.
If there's like a place that I'm not allowed to lick, then I'm of course going to be like, oh, I need to lick your forehead.
Oh my God. Oh, you better put that everywhere.
I want it now. Oh my gosh. Is that your
elbow? I need to find that this is edible. I just don't see it anywhere.
It'll kill you. It's all natural ingredients.
Sit there and like eat it like a, you know, like push.
When you were a kid, I used to do,
like a push
quick question. Like, did you guys, I used to sometimes eat my chapstick. Like lip smackers. Like,
I know. I knew girls that did that one. It was bubble gum and real.
Oh my God, you guys, I just watched.
I never did that, but I did know girls that were like, couldn't stop.
I wouldn't lick my chapstick, but I would lick my lips. Like,
I do like chapstick for how it tastes. This just triggered something in me.
Okay.
Right.
Because last Friday, for Friday movie night, Brad picked a movie and it's like now in my top 10, probably. What? It's called Everything, Everywhere. All at once.
Oh, you know, I have heard about that. It was good.
But there's a scene like where like part of the thing she has to do is something totally crazy she would never do. And so she eats a whole thing of chapstick.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm not going to go further into it, but like maybe we should talk about this movie at some point. We should watch it and review it. I feel like it's a love story between a mother and her daughter.
Aw, I love that. I love that. And
the world. And it's an A24 film. And I don't think I've ever watched an A24 film that I love.
I don't know what an A24 film is.
It's a production company, and they only produce awesome.
And so her husband picked it.
Is a picker of good movies.
Yeah.
Has he ever picked a bad one? Maybe.
So, Lisa, I don't think if you put this in your private part and Brad happened to be clicking things, I don't think it would give him, like, cancer.
Not going to kill him. No. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to taste
like... Brad's a pharmacist,
like,
so we could probably he could
Bonnie
figure Bell it out.
Or, it's not going to be that delicious.
They use, like, what is it called? The oil, essential oils is how it's scented. And there's people that, like, ingest essential oils.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So, it's a great makeup grade.
Yeah, totally.
You're fine.
Okay. It's on.
It's on.
It's literally on everything.
You know what? I just microneedled last night. And so.
Microneedled?
Don't put it on your face.
I know. I just put it on my neck. I got one of those home microneedling.
I was wondering what that was like.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the only thing that's really great for collagen production.
Yeah.
I don't think
I want to get one of those.
It? Three times. And so, like, I need to let it heal. So
yes.
Like,
and the healing develops. So talking to my pharmacist husband, ingesting collagen just gets destroyed in your gut. And it's like a little pointless waste of
money. I have heard that too.
But microneedling is actually how you improve your collagen structure.
But I just need to, make sure that
it's really
works.
Important that you have the right size needles for different areas of skin. Because
I can do
damage if you don't have. If you have really intense needles on your face. It matters.
And if you have a blemish or something like that, you don't want to do that.
You'll just spread
it. I went to and had it professionally done. And I hardly ever had any breakouts.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my once every 2 years before I did it. And they ended up spreading it all over my
God.
And I was like, And it took about probably a year and a half of me, like, I was getting this stuff a year and a half. And so I was like, oh my God.
That's awful.
Okay, we have a letter, right?
So, yes, we did have a listener send us a What Would You Do?
Yes.
I'm excited about this one. It's kind of a group trip scenario.
Okay.
And from one of our younger listeners. I like this. So she writes in, I've been dating my partner for 8 years and things.
Year, 8 months. She's not that young if they've been dating.
8 months. Since I was 12.
I mean, I've been being groomed.
Oh, God. Thank you for catching that. And things are going great. But 8 months, what's going on at 8 months? Like, you've had your first arguments, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I think the 3 month mark is a very interesting place. Like, 3 months is...
Because your crazy chemistry is kind of starting to fizzle.
Yeah.
After the 3 months.
Really, reality is hitting.
Yeah. You're not crazy at 8 months.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at 8 months, what does that look like? You're really getting to...
You're a legit couple.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Exactly. You can make or break it pretty easy at that mark too. Because you're not crazy invested that you're like, I've wasted.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's not a junior high romance where 8 months is like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's an eternity.
Yeah. It's an adult. And an adult, that's a legit relationship. Like, so, that's where, like, okay, you know, like,
you're in your early 20s.
You're probably, you know, like, it wouldn't be weird if you were at the family Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
But still, like, you're still at the break up with you.
Exactly.
The drop. Mm-hmm. If I had to.
Like, if you give me a red... Yeah. If a new red flag pops up, that's a game changer. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So recently, my partner's core group of childhood friends who all work in high-paying tech or finance jobs decided to book an all-inclusive trip to Mexico to celebrate a birthday.
That's fun.
Which, I mean, that's such a fun experience to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I love that.
Sounds like they're finally all like, oh, okay, we're all finally at a place to do that. And you kind of got to do that at that age when you can, because you're going to start having babies and you guys aren't going to be able to do that stuff.
Yeah,
and
it gets a little harder. You want to get all of that out of your system.
Yep.
In your 20s or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever. I don't know. But here's the thing. So I'm currently finishing my degree, and the costs of the flights and the luxuries resort is about 2 months worth of my rent. So that's a big freaking deal.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at that age, I just remember like paycheck to paycheck and ramen. Mm-hmm. Like that's how you got through it when you're finishing up your degree, and that's not cheap.
Yeah.
So her partner's not in that same boat, it sounds like.
No, it sounds like he's part of the tech and that he's a little bit older than her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're fine.
And I didn't mention that. Like she said she's in her 20s. Like, okay. But like when you're at that age, though, like doing those things with your friends, they're kind of the most important people in your life.
They are. They are.
And so it's.
But really, this is his friend group, not her friend group, and too.
His childhood friend group.
Yeah, his childhood friend group. So.
But also like to be included in that and brought into that is pretty special.
It's a huge sign off for the relationship.
Yeah.
And so
like, this is my person.
Yes, well, exactly.
Yeah.
It also sounds like that his friends are, I mean, because who knows what she, like, she's still in school. Who knows what she might be mm-hmm. becoming a teacher, but they have already graduated. They're doing like high mm-hmm. finance jobs mm-hmm. that pay a lot. And so she's still like struggling. Yeah, whereas they're there, like, yeah. So it could be like my friend. Like that. Yeah.
There's a tricky dynamic.
So I remember like, you know, college friends after college, they're like, Valerie, you don't have to finish your beer. We're not in college anymore. And I just remember having that be like, that was like, I'm not in college anymore. I can open up a beer and not finish it
I still finished the beer.
As last night, I got in trouble because as I was cleaning up after book club, there was an inch in every in lead bottles of wine, and I started drinking them. And now this morning, I'm like, why did I have that last glass of wine?
Yeah. Why did I have to feel like I needed to finish the 1 inch in 5 bottles of wine?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Which is like as much as I'd had to drink all the night.
The only time that I will like dump the last of the beer or whatever down the drain is because I'm cleaning up the next morning and I don't know whose mouth has been on it. Well, I can't finish it, so yeah. I guess it's going down the drain.
That's true.
So I don't know if I'm going to get a cold sore or not if I drink this.
This is true.
It.
You know what? None of our friends will have cold sores. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has the herpes virus. We just don't demonstrate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Herpes, I'm okay. Sorry. So my partner is very excited. And he's saying, don't worry about the cost. It's about the memories.
Yeah, put it on your credit card is his advice.
Yes. If you can't make it work, I can go without you, but I'll be really sad.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, so
that's a tough place to be in.
It is a tough place. Yeah. But let me,
he's like, it sounds to me like I'm not willing to help you. You still have to figure this out on your own. And just, you know, if you don't figure it out, I'm going to be sad. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah,
or maybe he has enough to pay for himself, but maybe not her too.
Well, that's what he's saying. Like, he's like, I can't afford to pay for you. I want you to pay for you. And I'll be sad if you don't make that happen. But it's totally out of her league. You know, I hate to say it. If he's wanting to take you to get his friends to sign off on you for like a future relationshipness, then he would be willing to help pay.
Yeah.
Well, because he wants you to inquire debt that he knows is above your head mm-hmm. to go and do this and for
he's
him.
Guilt-tripping.
And he's guilt tripping you. And don't go.
And maybe like it would be one thing too, like even if you said, hey, let me help. Like I can't pay for all of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't I pay for your plane ticket?
Or, you know, because whatever. Here's the thing. It's his friend group. He wants you there. So he's proud of you. He likes you, blah, 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 blah. But you're obviously not because I want to ask you to marry you and I want my friends to sign off on you kind of a thing. You're not
what
there.
What if he is planning on asking her to marry him?
No.
She doesn't know that.
Yeah, you do.
I just want to throw that in there.
No, okay, he is telling her to incur debt on her own privately, individually.
Yeah,
he is not part of her future because he's not financially putting himself in any extra strain.
Right.
He's telling her,
if
you don't go put yourself in this big economic thing, I'll be disappointed. Mm.
I think, but like when you're going to go, like I'm planning a trip and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be getting a hotel room and I'm going to be paying for like this trip and this car, like this excursion or whatever. And it's like, it's not really that much more for someone to just stay in the same hotel room. Like,
exactly.
It's not going to cost me anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm already paying for it.
But it's an all-inclusive. So there is more expense, you know. So I'm like,
oh, because if you were staying in an all-inclusive, you have to pay extra fees.
For the, and I wonder if also, I wonder if this guy is like, okay, well, yeah. So like, is this the differential between him? Is he going down there with his own room? Like, how much more is he asking her? Is he covering any of it? Like, is he covering, okay, well, if I was going down by myself, a one person room and that is, you know, $700 per night. But if there's two people occupying the room, it's $400 per person a night. Oh. So the differential is really, I need you to pay the $100 difference. Or is he like, oh, no, you have to pay, you know, the $400 a night?
Saying that, all she's really saying is don't worry about the cost.
You know, he's
like, don't worry about the cost, which to me means like, I got you.
Yeah,
it's about the memories. Like, but if you can't make it work,
I'll just go
without you.
Manipulative. That bothers.
Like, everything about that is...
Ick.
Cringe, yeah.
Blah.
Well, also, I have to say, where is, like, financially, where does he come? Like, does he come from a family who has money? So it's always, to him, it's like, don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter.
You don't understand the crunch of having to pay bills because there's always a safety
net. Here's the thing.
That's where he's coming from.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. This is not an emergency. That could cause
problems down the line. Like, if you were to stay with somebody, when you don't have that mindset, but your partner does.
I hate to tell you, it's never somebody else's place to tell you that you risking your financial security
is no big deal. No.
That's really fucked up.
Because that could have an impact on the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. But he might be, like I said, just it's because he's never had to.
He's never had to worry.
He's never had to, like, worry about it.
He's way nicer than I am about it. Well, that's kind of what I think. Flippant, you know.
That's why he's so flippant about it.
But no, but here's the thing, too. No, if he was that way with money, if it's not a big deal, if it's not a big deal, then okay, help her pay for it. Dick.
Yeah.
You don't get it. So it's no big deal.
Here's how she's feeling about this whole scenario. Like, I know that if I go, I'll be stressed about money the entire time, and I'm going to have to dip into my emergency savings. But if I don't go, I'm going to spend the week watching their perfect vacation unfold on Instagram and feeling left out of the group.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's true.
Hard.
So this is a make or break it, like, in the relationship. Like, do I want to continue on with a relationship with somebody who doesn't respect the impact and my safety around my finances?
He's not embarking. Because
she sounds like she's responsible.
Exactly.
About and realistic.
He's not taking this risk with her. And here's the thing. I'm all for him being like, hey, I've got this friend trip. I'm going to go do this. You know, we're all getting together, all my high school things. Now, if he can't afford to help her go, he can say, hey, if you want to come, you can come. But this doesn't sound like, if you want to come, you can come. It'd be great to have you. The whole two things that make this red flaggy for me are his, I'll be disappointed in you if you don't go, the guilt tripping. And then the other thing of telling you, don't worry about your finances. Those are the two red flags.
Just totally blowing off her concerns.
It's totally invalidating. It's dismissing her and it's setting her up to fail. And I don't like it. So yeah, I hate to say it. Like, this isn't.
I think this also gives them an opportunity because I think anyone that's going to consider having a life partner, your perspective and how you manage finances needs to be on the same page.
Absolutely.
Because that's one of the biggest communication misfires and causers of divorce. And problems, like actual life problems that carry.
Opportunity, an opener, like sometimes like couples don't have to even discuss this for a very long time until it arises. Well, here it's arisen.
It's arisen.
8 months. And this is a good place to start.
It is.
Having conversations about that.
And I think she's already been given a lot of information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Based on kind of him.
And also kind of a, you're going to be on your own. I'm going to be on my own. And I don't think that that's inappropriate at this stage in the relationship, but you don't get to give the other be able to give guilt trips or minimize somebody else's situation if you're not directly involved in it. And that he's doing those things and that is
yeah, those are really cool. And so, yeah, I think that what a great opportunity for her to understand what she's getting into. And to make, you know, this
is the thick. It's the future.
And it truly is. And so it's really like a great opportunity for her to say, I have a choice here. Do I stay or do I go? Mm-hmm. And figuratively, like in this relationship and on this trip.
Yeah.
And so I think be financially prudent.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If he is going to guilt trip you and make you feel bad about it, well, that's a pretty good answer. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe this isn't a safe person for you because you're getting a pretty, like, it's a giant red flag.
Like, when you're in college and your sorority sisters can afford to go on spring break and you can't afford to go, so you don't get to go. This isn't that situation. These aren't your friends. So, yes, I know you're going to be left out. You're not going to be part of that. You're not going to get that inclusion experience. But he's not ready to actually help you have that inclusion.
He's not trying to include you.
Yeah. So it's your call. It's your choice. If you want to do
it. It's going to make you feel bad about it.
Yeah. And that, which is shitty.
And it's not like you are missing out on a vacation with your friends.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of.
Yeah. He wants you to go. He wants you to pay to go be his arm candy.
And it might. Who knows? You might go spend all this money and feel uncomfortable the whole time because these aren't your.
No, patients. She's really going to feel uncomfortable.
Yes, you already know you're going to be financially. There's also that,
like, I'm the, like, I don't get your inside jokes, and you guys, like, there's that excluding me kind
of. But the other thing too is like,
or including.
So
he's so invested in you.
I do. Yeah.
And here's the thing too. He has nothing invested. He's not paying for you to have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, he's not invested in you going. In fact, he's basically said, I want you to incur expenses and inconvenience and super stress in order to enhance my experience, but I'm not going to put any skin in the game.
Right. So that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
And I want to just point out that, like, in your early 20s, that you know, that fear of missing out is like real.
Thing too, and like, I'm gonna say this too. Maybe you're like, oh, I don't want him to feel like I got myself in this situation too. Okay, well, they're all higher end people, you know, they're all this, and I don't want them to ever think that I'm trying to use them or take advantage of them and stuff. So of course I will pay for myself. Of course I'll do everything for myself. Of course,
but that's might want to appear like she's
exactly
doing that.
Next year.
She's getting into finances too. I don't
or
know
whatever. But here's the situation.
Yeah.
No, you're getting used.
Yeah.
This way that he's economically setting this up, this isn't you carrying your own weight. Yeah. This is him saying, hey, this is my experience that your presence would enhance, but I want you to pay and be 100% responsible for all, even knowing that it's going to be even extra detrimental for you than for me. I want you to do all of that to enhance my experience.
She's going to be anxious about that finances and like being that third wheel, but back to what I was saying about like that fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Which is also equally anxiety producing.
Absolutely.
So she's being set up to be in a bad spot no matter what, because she's
you're no end
to probably be like, you know, tiny cuts every time she opens her social media and sees that she is missing out and that they're having a great time without her.
I was the poor I get it.
Be aware of the impact social media has on your anxiety.
Yes.
And you might need to do a little social media detox for a while.
Yeah, don't.
Just to help prevent like that real pain that happens as a result of consuming like the my life is perfect.
Point.
Yeah. Because that's the other flip side of this that she's also anticipating is that she's going to get hurt no matter what she does.
Yeah. And that's real. That's real.
And it is absolutely real.
Like, encourage her exactly to say, like, it may be the best thing that you're not going because you might feel really uncomfortable the whole time you're there.
Maybe you could go and
you could just think of it that way
and make you feel the best.
Yeah.
Just stay home. Maybe give yourself like a little pedicure.
Yeah.
Like, just together nice for yourself. Use this as a great slumber party weekend, you know. I mean.
Yeah. While the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. You go have fun with your
friends.
And
just be present
in your life.
In yourself and make your life beautiful.
Some self-care.
And then take a moment to reflect, like, is this the kind of person that I want to continue with?
Maybe
they're going to make me. They're going to put me in a situation or no wins. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So I think that's what I would do.
Yeah,
go play on your own.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, get with your girlies.
Make memories with your own friends.
Yes.
Care. Reflection.
That, and yeah. And you know what? And maybe we're making him out to sound a lot less thoughtful, you know.
You Valerie know, is a jerk.
Based on the information she gave us.
Yeah, that's accurate. So
like, that's what's written between the lines.
I mean, and yeah, so like, this isn't, you guys are in this together. Like, I want you to come. I can, you know, I could totally, it's super legit for him to want you to come, but he's not splitting the debt on the credit card with you. No, he even knows that you're in a way worse position than him. Yeah. And he doesn't care about you and your actual well-being. And he's not willing to put himself at risk at all, but he wants you to go into even more risk.
And anytime somebody makes you feel unsafe, that's a pretty good indicator. Like, listen to your gut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is, I mean, I think
you just got a lot of whether really it's good financial.
Yeah. You got a lot emotional. Of, you just got a lot of really good information about this dude.
Yeah. So thank God, 8 months in, you know what's up.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we would do. Thank you for sending that.
Yeah. Thanks for trusting us with.
Yeah. We are not licensed therapists.
Yes.
We are your friends. Giving you friendly advice.
Very and sometimes not so friendly.
Sometimes a little hostile, but.
Do the hustle. No, hostile. Anyways.
It's a try, country girl.
Country girl. I'm a country girl.
Oh, yeah. Country girl. Yeah. That's what we are.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. Thank you. Send us your what would you do? You can go to www.myperfectromance.com and ask us. Ask us anything, and you know we'll talk about it.
Well, you're trying to make your perfect romance in your life.
Yes. Yes. So yeah. Thank you for listening.
I'm Beth.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
Thanks for listening.
XOXO.